This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson. And this is the late, great trumpeter Roy Hargrove leading his quintet in the KNKX studios in 2017. It's an original song of his called Top of My Head. Roy Hargrove at KNKX with saxophonist Justin Robinson and a trio of Tadataka Uno, Amin Salim, and Quincy Phillips, piano, bass, and drums. Hargrove died in 2018 of kidney disease. He was just 49 years old, but he'd already made a huge impact on jazz. Hargrove was hailed as one of the young lions of the jazz world in the early 90s, along with Christian McBride and Joshua Redman, and some of his songs have become jazz standards.
From the top of my head, from the top of my head, to the soles of my feet, to the soles of my feet, I am blessed.
I was honored to interview Roy Hargrove at KNKX for the first time in 2009. It was a similar band, but with the late Montez Coleman on drums and now world-famous John Batiste on piano. Hargrove told me then that his musical style was first influenced by the music he heard growing up.
Being in Texas, you hear a lot of blues, you know. So I learned how to play from the blues. But then when I heard Clifford Brown playing all those chord changes, you know, that was a whole different approach. And I began to really take jazz seriously at that point.
That's Soulful from Roy Hargrove's first session at KNKX in 2009. He left Texas to study jazz at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, but found there was a lot to learn in the city's jazz clubs, too.
The old cast would get a little abstract, though. Like, one guy would be playing Stella by Starlight, and the other one would be playing Green Dolphin Street.
Yeah.
and the other one's playing Take the A-Train all at the same time. I have to say I got a lot of my education just being in clubs and hearing it live.
Soon, Hargrove made his way to New York City, the jazz center of the universe. Again, he found opportunities for artistic growth hanging out with the elders of jazz, like an encounter with a former saxophonist from the Miles Davis Band at Bradley's Jazz Club.
I got a whooping in there one night, too. George Coleman. George Coleman would do it by example. Like, you know, he'd have you in there and he'd just rake you across the coals. It's very humbling, and it keeps you on your toes, teach you how to be a man on the bandstand.
That's the Seattle Vibe from Roy Hargrove's quintet in the KNKX studios in 2017. During that visit, Hargrove told me that when he would play at Seattle's Jazz Alley, his band stayed at the club's artist-provided condos, where he found a piano and inspiration.
You know, the piano in the penthouse where I usually stay, it's got some juju on it. Because every time I come to Seattle, it seems like I get a new song, you know.
Hargrove didn't make any albums after 2009, and his explanation was a little vague.
I'm not concentrating on any of that stuff, man. I'm just trying to make the music that people can love, and I'll get it to them however I can.
Now, Hargrove's previously unreleased music is getting to the people. His family reached out to KNKX, and they're presenting the four original tunes he performed in our studios on the brand new digital release, Roy Hargrove, live at KNKX. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.